Just Like the Calm Before the Storm, written by Lalejandra and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Michael reads Liz's journal at night. It takes him 6 cigarettes to get through it, even though it's not very long. Most of it is about Max and his eyes and his mysterious aura. Michael's the bad boy and Max is the one who gets all the girls. It's not fair. September 23rd, Journal Entry 1. My name is Liz Parker, and 5 days ago I died. Liz doesn't pull her punches, but she uses more words than Joyce to describe the stupidest things. In Max's eyes, she is beautiful, as though she doesn't know she's pretty. That's all she is, though. Max picked the pretty one, not an interesting one. Michael's not stupid. He doesn't need geometry class to tell him that Max has always been obsessed with Liz Parker. Now he has a reason to be obsessed. And now she's looking back. And everything is going to go to hell. But Michael taps his fingertips on the cover of Liz's journal and gets flashes of her. Flashes of her crying, smiling, bent over with a pen in her hands, thinking scientifically about everything. Stealing Max's DNA in lab. Maybe he left it there on purpose. Max has it in him to be just as manipulative as anyone else. Whatever he wants to think about himself, however deep he has to hide it. Anyone would do anything to get what they wanted, if they wanted it badly enough. Michael has another cigarette, draws hard on it, sucks as much smoke as he can into his lungs. Hell, it won't even kill him. No one knows what effects nicotine has on an alien body. Worst comes to worst, he can just have Max heal him up until his human-looking lungs are fluffy pink again. He could destroy the journal. He could rip it into pieces or turn it into a bottle of Tabasco sauce. Or he could just give it back to Liz. Because she writes things like, "Sometimes your heart takes you to places that can never lead to a happy ending." So how could anyone who read this thing think that Max is really an alien? In 60 years, someone will read it, and they'll call it a young girl's journey into the sea of the metaphors of first love. "Max is an alien" will translate into, "Max is a boy and I'm a girl and we're different from each other. I will never look at the stars in the sky the same way again." Won't imply that Max is an alien, but rather, that everything to do with the world is changed. Because Max is in it. Nobody is ever going to feel that way about Michael. He doesn't need geometry class to tell him that either. He's jealous of Max and Isabel, because they have the Evans family. They have money and privilege and a jeep, good grades, beauty. Everything he doesn't have, they have. And now Max has someone who swims in the seas of hideously formed metaphor and simile of love. Instead of putting the cigarette out on the cover of Liz's journal, he flicks it away and stands up. He needed to know what was in it, needed to know what kind of danger Liz was putting them into. And now he knows. Not much danger at all. Because anyone who reads it won't know all about the scary aliens taking over Roswell. They'll just know about her, like he does. And now he knows even more things that Max never will.